Regarding the argument that the references are from disparate fields, that's not the case here. Here, Anderson is a checking system. It's not a client-server system that has nothing to do with checking. It's very similar, and although the examiner did have to go to other computer systems to find the additional limitations not taught by Anderson, they are all computer systems. They're all from similar fields, and that sort of thing can be brought together in a KSR-type analysis that's not destroying the subject matter as a whole.
Is that the common sense analysis that KSR teaches? Or?
Yes, Your Honor. It would be common sense to, and market forces would guide you to, if you're building a computer system, you would look to other computer systems to see what they use. For example, a firewall.
But does the application really give you a roadmap for that common sense? What if you didn't have the application there? Would someone of ordinary skill in the art be looking at some of those areas without having the application in front of them?
Someone of skill in the art would look at the Anderson's teachings and see that there's a check presentment system that, although it primarily deals with something that's all electronic checks, that person of skill would recognize that there's an existing paper check system out there. And it would be common sense not to try to drop the existing system and switch over to something that is all electronic and get everyone to convert to this all-electronic system immediately without any change.
How do we step over the line between common sense and hindsight?
In this case, hindsight is not an issue because these hybrid systems, which Schreck argues are not taught by Anderson, these hybrid systems are well known in the industry. And as Dan B. Johnston says, even back in 1976, it would be reasonable for someone in this art to understand that you can combine paper checks with some sort of electronic files to get that information transmitted electronically, even though you're using a paper check.
But in the record, it's pretty clear that the examiner pick and chose went around and selectively picked certain parts in order to comply with the application's requirements. So isn't that really selectively looking at the application, going out to take a look to see what it needs to reject it and combine it that way? Is that a problem we have the prior art in a number of areas and you pick it up and all of a sudden it becomes common sense to use it instead of hindsight?
I don't think that's a problem in this case. For example, one of the teachings that the examiner added was a teaching of a firewall in Buell. Anderson doesn't use the word firewall, but it teaches that there should be some sort of gateway that controls how traffic passes from the private banking network in the public internet. That is what most people today would call a firewall. Anderson called it a gateway. The examiner said that teaching in Anderson is enough, but even if it's not, I'm going to rely on Buell. Buell teaches that in systems like this, where you have private information behind of what it calls a firewall, that you want to keep separate from public information, that a firewall is what to do. So it has an express teaching of a firewall. The other teaching is of a particular header that is used for the check attribute.
But the application teaches a firewall. Anderson teaches a gateway. A gateway is any door. It's a generic term. Then you're applying and switching from a gateway to a firewall, which is a totally different purpose. It can be used as a door, but it can also be used to prevent people from coming in, prevent other programs from interfering with your program, right?
That's correct. Although what Anderson teaches his gateway does is control the traffic, letting some traffic in, not letting other traffic in, the sorts of features that a firewall typically is used to perform in client-server systems that exist on the internet today. And that is what the examiner recognized. And that's why the examiner said, well, if you need an express teaching of a firewall, a person skilled in the art of computer systems would recognize, looking at this gateway, that a firewall is the type of structure that can be used to perform this gateway function. It is a slightly different teaching, but it's the kind of thing that a person skilled in the art would recognize can be applied to the other.
But you would have to admit that many instances we're using the disclosure of the application with hindsight, to pick and choose the references to apply in combination for obviousness. Not in this, maybe not in this particular case, but that seems to be a roadmap for an obviousness rejection, and saying, well, it's common sense to do it that way, or otherwise it's the teaching is not there, but the equivalent is there.
It's true that in order to find the particular terms that the application uses and that the claim uses, the examiner sometimes had to go out and find an additional reference. But what the examiner said is, using his understanding of one skilled in the art would recognize that this type of feature would be used in any type of computer system. What he says is, another example is controlling the use of memory. And the examiner doesn't say, well, now that you've taught me to control the use of memory, I have to go find where someone somewhere has controlled use of memory. He says it's very common in most systems. You want to limit the use of memory, and a person skilled in the art would recognize that in a computer system you want to limit the use of memory because memory is expensive. This is the type of analysis that KSR says is perfectly appropriate. It's not simply going out and finding some disparate teaching that has never been seen in the art. It's something that the examiner is saying a person of skill in the art would entirely recognize that this is a feature of all such computer systems. And here's a reference that teaches that fact is true.